The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just as a brief note here at the start of the homily, if you're one of our school families who was having difficulty with the kiosk, after Mass, if it's acting up, you are able to scan the QR code and to sign in online if you ever have a problem with the iPads. And brothers and sisters, today we want to focus on the fact that God feeds us for a purpose. God knows what he's about, and he gives us a food that's going to answer and question important longings and questions in our hearts. And he gives us a food that is entirely unique, because every other food that you consume becomes like you, becomes part of you. But in the Eucharist, God feeds you with a food that is unique because it changes you into what you eat, the Son of God. And so today, Jesus feeds us for a purpose in three particular ways. God feeds us for relationship, God feeds us for identity, and God feeds us for mission. And it's in that order. It's an acronym, RIM. And it's important that we get that right and live in that order. So God feeds us for relationship. The longing of the human heart is to be known and to be loved. And if you look at the whole of Jesus' teaching, it's basically this. It's all about the Father. And you and I don't know him as we should, but Jesus wants us to. And he's come from the Father to make known his heart. And that's what we see in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, taking on a human heart to make known the heart of the Father, a heart that is pierced for us so that our hearts can be open. Who is the Father? He's the one who did not have to make us, but made us in wisdom and in love to express in some way his perfection in goodness. And he is a loving Father. And he's called us to live in his love, which we often fail to do. And we spend a lot of time talking to God, thinking about God, learning about him, but we don't often get clear on a couple of basic facts. When you go to pray to the Father, what is your image of God? Do you have an image? Is it the old white-haired man on a cloud? Is it an abstract cosmic force? Who are you praying to, and how do you picture him? Because that will say a lot about who you know God to be. And how does he speak to you? Is it a voice that's loving and affirming or condemning or belittling? Or is it a voice that seems not to speak at all? Who is the Father? Because God is so other than us, but we put everything in us on him. In our image of God, we need to be clear on. But whatever your image is, whether it's a beautiful one or maybe a painful one, it's too small. And that's what Jesus comes to reveal to us. You don't know the Father, but let me show you him. Let me tell you and speak his word into your life. And he offers that to us in the Eucharist. That is, we receive the beloved Son of the Father, you become his beloved child. God feeds us for relationship. And the second part, God feeds us for identity, because as much as we sometimes struggle with who is the Father, all of us in some way struggle with who am I? People today aren't really afraid of dying. They're afraid that their life has no meaning. They're not clear on the purpose. They're not clear on the fact that I have all of these strands of my life and I don't know how to bring them together. And I worry about that. Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of the Father who comes so that you and I might also be God's beloved children, which was our opening prayer at Mass, to stir up in us that spirit of adoption, that God made you and loves you, and you are worth his time, you're worth his effort, you're worth his fighting for, you are worth his dying for, and his rising to new life. And there are parts of your life, though, that are too small. There's parts of your life where you probably live out of some wounds. In our last pre-seminary and basketball game, I went up against Father Clayton Thompson under the basket and got knocked down and messed up my shoulder. This shoulder will only be so good, and I've learned to live with that. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, in our lives, we experience wounds, or we come to live out of lies, or we live out of our pet sins, and sometimes we resign ourselves to that. This is as good as it will get, and I'm going to learn to live with it. That is not becoming of God's beloved children. He came to transform you and to renew you. We receive the Eucharist. We receive his beloved Son so that we can more clearly become an image of him, to be recreated in him. Because whoever you believe yourself to be, both your amazing qualities and those parts of you that you keep yourself in bondage or let other people, they're both too small. And we receive Jesus into our hearts so that we can more fully image him as a beloved son or daughter of the Father. And then finally, God feeds us for mission. We see that in Elijah in our first reading, a prophet of God who's been given a great task that has been given to no one else, which is John Henry Newman's prayer. Lord, you have entrusted to me some definite purpose you have given to no other. It's my job to do it, but it gets hard. Elijah is hunted, betrayed by his own king. They want to kill him, and he's discouraged, and he's wandering around in a desert lost because he doesn't feel strong enough for his mission. So what does God do? He feeds him for a purpose. He feeds him to get him 40 days through the desert to Mount Horeb, where God's going to reveal himself and give him the next part of his mission. God has a mission for you that you need to find. But brothers and sisters, the problem in our lives is we often don't live these things in order, and we often don't let him give us the answer. We often don't let him feed us as he wants to, and we get all kinds of messed up and out of whack because of it. Because we need to live out of, who is my Father? And what's true of him? And from that, who am I with God? And then only after that, who is God calling me to be in the world? That's how we live lives that have meaning, lives in love, as God's beloved children who have been rescued in order to rescue others. But our lives sometimes get messed up and we live it in reverse. These are what I think my skills and talents are. This is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to study in school. This is where I want to live. This is what I want for my family. It's a lot of this is what I. And we build a mission on that. And our mission often becomes our identity. I'm the star running back. I'm the smart kid in class. I'm this job title at my place of employment. I am this income that I provide for my family. I am the balance of my 401k. So many different ways we identify ourselves, not because of who loved us, but because of what I do. But what happens when you're the star running back and you tear your ACL? What happens when a smarter kid transfers to your school and suddenly you're not the smartest? What happens when layoffs come and suddenly you're not your job title? What happens last week on Monday when the stock market around the world tanks and you're down 10% in a day? Our identity becomes threatened when our mission goes away. And then suddenly the people that we did these things with aren't there. And then suddenly we have no relationship, and it leads to crisis. And this is why it's important for us to get these things right. So important starting points for all of us. Who is the Father? What is my image of him? How do I hear his voice? Who am I? What do I believe my gifts are? What are the wounds or the lies in my life that get in the way of my experiencing His love? And what do I believe God's mission in my life is? Those are three questions we need to ask ourselves. And we need to start by brainstorming. So just think about, how would I answer that question at first glance? That's where you start. But it's not enough. Because you and I don't get the final word on our own lives, or who God is, or who we are, what we're supposed to do. We have to take them to prayer, especially through the Eucharist. So we got to spend some time in the chapel. We need to come to Mass a little earlier. We need to stay after Mass a little later. We need to take time at home to sit in silence. God, this is the answers that I've produced to these questions in my life. But I want to know what You say. And so you unpack that with Him and then sit in silence and give Him time to answer. Because brothers and sisters, He will feed you. He will give you answers. He will satisfy you. But you have to be hungry for it. And you have to know where to go to satisfy that hunger. Most fully, Jesus in the Eucharist, who not only reveals God to us, but reveals us to ourselves. Because brothers and sisters, as John Paul II said, you are more than the sum of your failures and weaknesses. You are the sum of the Father's love for you and your real capacity to image His Son, who feeds you with His very self so that you may no longer hunger, so you may no longer wander lost in the desert. And so since our school families were patient with us at the start of Mass with any difficulties with the kiosk, I want to just say a few words to the children. Adults, you can also answer too, though. Raise your hand if you've watched the first Toy Story movie. Okay, we have some hands and probably more than the ones up. This concept of relationship, identity, mission, you can put your hands down. The concept of relationship, identity, mission is super simple. And the Toy Story movie shows us this. We start with Sheriff Woody. Woody is Andy's favorite toy. He's beloved by Andy, his owner. And he knows his place. He's the toy who sleeps up on the bed, close to the pillow. He's the favorite of the toys. He's the sheriff. He keeps everything moving within the realm of Andy's bedroom and house. He's beloved by Andy. He knows who he is, and that gives him a mission within the house. He is seemingly secure in that. But then what happens? Buzz Lightyear happens. Buzz Lightyear shows up, and he's flashy and new, and he has some more features than Woody. Then you pull the string, and he says, "There's a snake in my boot." So suddenly, Woody becomes threatened. He's not sure of his relationship with Andy. Does Andy love me as unconditionally as I thought? Will he love me even if there's a new toy? Am I secure in my relationship with Andy? He's not sure. So his sense of identity becomes threatened. His sense of mission becomes threatened. And Woody spends a lot of the movie moody and lost. But Buzz Lightyear's got his own problems. Buzz Lightyear is so convinced that he is a Star Ranger and he has this very real mission in the world to go get back to the mothership and defeat the bad guys. He cannot accept the fact that he is a toy. So he's got a sense of identity. It's not truly who he is, but he thinks that's who he is. And from that, he has a sense of mission. This is what I do. And he spends the first half of the movie steamrolling people with that sense of, this is who I am. But there comes a point in the movie where he has to come face to face with the reality, I am a toy. In some ways, like other toys, I'm a creature, I'm created, and I'm not exactly who I thought I was. And he goes into his own depression because those things he should have lived in order were not there. And they both have a moment where they're caught in their depression. They're caught in the pits for different reasons because in different ways they've got that rim wrong. And it's when they're trapped in a sadistic kid's house that they have to confront that. Not just because they're trapped and the kid's sadistic and might blow them up, but because they're lost in the fact that they don't know whose they are. So they don't know who they are. So they don't know what they should do. But it's in that moment where their false foundations have been knocked down that they have to come to the truth of who they are. And how does Woody do that? How does Buzz Lightyear do that? How do we do that? They flip up their boots. They flip up their foot, and there is Andy's name written on them. If they get confused or lost, whose am I? I'm Andy's, and he loves me, and that gives me an identity. And then in that moment, there's a child out there who needs our help. And they come back to their true selves, and they live their mission. Brothers and sisters, our lives are the same way. Sometimes we don't order those things properly, or our image of God or ourselves is too small, and at some point it collapses, and we're lost. God will not let us build on a false foundation. He will build us up in reality and in truth and in love, as he does for Woody and Buzz Lightyear. But we have to be open to it. So, brothers and sisters, that's the invitation for all of us. Because God's image, God's name, is not printed on the bottom of your foot, but it is printed on your soul through your baptism, through your confirmation, and it's renewed every time you receive the Eucharist. So, brothers and sisters, we have to get these questions right, and God will give us what we need if we're hungry for it. But who is my Father? What is your image? How does he speak to you? Because that will say a lot about how you experience him. Who am I? And then finally, what's my mission in life? Just like Woody and Buzz Lightyear, we have to learn how to put those things in proper order. And we have to know who to go to give us those answers. And sometimes we need to spiritually flip our foot back up so that we can see our God's name printed upon us.